Guys, keep texting 51552. Your club roll calls. What are you getting up to? What are you involved in on this cold Sunday morning? So text us 51552. You can tweet us at Colm Hayes 2FM. We've tickets to go to see Hometown. They're playing the 4th of December in Vicar Street if you want to get involved. And also, you will, if you become our club of the day, our sport of the day, you get the 3-inch high club roll call trophy. Very important. All right, it's 8:32. Jarla is back with us. Jarla, are you there?
I am. Very much in the middle of preparing my journey home for Christmas, which believe, with a month to go.
So you have a few little tips for surviving.
I do, because over the years I've kind of come to the realisation that we're all chasing this Christmas, this idea of Christmas, that home that we've seen in an ad or seen in a movie, but it's just not the reality. You can't really have the Hallmark Christmas. It's not going to look like that. It's not going to feel like that.
Yeah.
You're going to have to try and survive these people who ultimately you love but drive you mad at the same time. So, I have done up this list. Now, I don't know how many of them are going to apply to you, but you can chime in whenever you like, right? The first one, I would think, and this is crucial, is accept your family for who they are, right? Now, that sounds like, you know, it's a bit of a cliche, accept people for who they are, but literally, accept that your brother is annoying and he's going to watch horse racing the entire Christmas. Accept that. And you're probably, some people thinking, yeah, but why don't they accept me for who I am? They probably are working really hard not to let you annoy them either.
Right. And do you give this, like, do you laminate this and then hand it around to members of the family?
I think this is one that I'm just going to pass down as an heirloom through my own family.
Yeah, okay.
I would say, another tip, right?
Yep.
Don't try and win an argument.
Oh,
you're way better off to lose the argument and for your ma to feel sorry for you rather than you winning the argument and for the rest of the day people go, how will you leave your sister alone? You're always trying to prove her wrong.
Yeah, we have a board game called Family Feuds. Now, in the name, there you go. Why do we play it at Christmas? I don't know. It's usually to try and clear the house out.
Well, I don't know if your house is the same as mine, but conflict resolution in the Regan household is, if a door slams, that is the conflict resolved.
Okay.
Right? So if somebody walks back in later and says, what, we need to talk about what we were arguing about earlier, somebody will go, why are you doing that? Didn't we resolve that when that door slammed?
Okay.
It's over. The bathroom seat, toilet seat, is your biggest ally. That would be another tip, right? The toilet seats were invented for people to sit on when crying.
Okay.
Right? That's the only reason they're there.
Okay.
Or to kneel on when you're fixing the back of it. But really, I mean, that is your sanctum. That is your proper little oasis of calm. You can find your way there whenever it's getting too much. Count to 10. It's an incredible godsend. Make sure your phone is fully charged.
Yep.
You spend even longer.
That is a really, really good bit of advice, actually. It really is, because nobody can get near you.
No, you're untouchable in there. After a certain point, then they start thinking you're a bit weird.
You could stay there till Stephen's Day.
I've got two final ones, right?
Go on.
Number one, I was on here the other week saying you need to have all your Christmas presents bought now.
Mm.
I've really gone back on that when I thought about it. I was like, you know what? You need to leave 3 presents to the last minute, or even one.
Yeah.
Just so that you can say, when things are getting tense, you go, I have to go into town. Oh, I'm after forgetting. And just that day out, just that afternoon.
Okay.
You may be given a few other jobs, but you will at least get out of there. My final tip is, do not pick the movie on Christmas Day.
Right.
Do not let that be you.
Well, hang on a second. If everybody applies that to themselves, then a movie isn't picked.
Someone. Your parents will not be aware of this list. Your parents will always be the ones to rain on the parade or to champion the movie. What is your favourite Christmas movie, Colm? And I'll tell you my tip for the movie to watch on Christmas Day.
My favourite Christmas movie, and the one that I actually watch about 5 or 6 times, is Elf.
Elf. Amazing movie. Amazing Christmas movie. Big Christmas theme. Can't go wrong. Not offensive. No language in it. No sexy stuff. No drug stuff. Perfect, right? It's a little bit zany, right?
Mm.
It's a little bit zany. It's kind of based in another reality. You know, there might not be others. For me, the go-to movie is Meet the Parents.
Right.
that movie captures everything that's wrong with families that we all love to laugh at, and everything that's beautiful about it too. I've never screened Meet the Parents to relatives and strangers and had a negative response to it. It's just one of those all-time great movies, right? What it does for me is it tells you that, like, no matter how bad your family is, not as bad as that.
Okay, I like it. Good advice as we get closer to Christmas. Janet, as always, good talking to you. I'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks a lot, Colin.